Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of speaking. Think before speaking. Sometimes a wrong statement uttered without thinking leads one to Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that a man speaks some word or some sentence that he doesn't think about twice, or he just says something, but that word will be the cause of him entering Jahannam or spending some time in Jahannam for punishment for speaking that statement. So we should think before we speak. Whatever we're speaking, should ask ourselves if it is true, if it is of some benefit, then we should speak it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned another hadith: "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." That person who believes in Allah and the last day, that person who is a Muslim, then he should either speak something that is of benefit or he should remain silent. Do not insult anyone. Do not say to anyone, fasiq, kafir, mal'oon, enemy of Allah. These are names of, or calling people names, cursing people. This is not permissible. Not only is it against the etiquettes, but it's not permissible to swear or insult a Muslim. Do not be two-tongued or two-faced, expressing views in the presence of a person and behind his back you're speaking something else. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the worst person is that person who is dhul wajhain, the person who is two-faced. In front of someone he speaks good of him, and behind his back then he speaks otherwise. Never engage in gossip, slander, or ghiba, especially whilst we are fasting. We know that the reward of fasting, we will get no reward of our fast if we are engaged in ghiba or slander. Do not flatter anyone. Do not overpraise or over-exaggerate in front of someone. You overpraise someone or over-exaggerate in praises. Allah grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.